Officials say astronauts currently in China's space station core module Tianhe will carry out extravehicular activities for a second time within the next few days. The three Chinese astronauts have been working and living in orbit for 2 months. They were sent into space on board the Shenzhou 12 spaceship and entered Tianhe on June 17th. The China Manned Space Engineering Office also says the astronauts are in good condition, and the combination of the core module involving the spaceship and the Tianzhou 2 cargo craft is operating smoothly. China has said it hopes the Taliban will draw a clear line against all terrorist groups after the movement's leader made it clear that no terrorist organization will be allowed in Afghan territory. A Chinese government spokesperson made the remarks in response to a question about whether China and the Taliban have reached an agreement on the fight against the East Turkestan Islamic movement. The spokesperson also said China has been maintaining close communication with all stakeholders over the situation in Afghanistan. Normality has returned to Kabul, with the Taliban urging Afghan government employees to return to work. The Taliban took control of the Afghan capital 2 days ago. Declaring a general amnesty, the Taliban has also urged everybody to confidently resume routine life. Meanwhile, many Afghans hope that the Taliban can help to address some of their major concerns, including improvement of the security situation. Officials say more than 1.87 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in China. The figures were released by the National Health Commission on Tuesday. Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac Biotech will reportedly set up a COVID-19 vaccine plant in Sri Lanka. According to Hindustan Times, the plant will be set up in a dedicated pharmaceutical manufacturing zone in Hambantota. The newspaper reported that Sri Lanka's State Pharmaceutical Corporation had approached China about setting up a vaccine plant in the zone earlier this year, given the rise in demand for COVID-19 vaccines in the country. New Zealand will move to the top level 4 alert from midnight after a positive COVID-19 case was identified in the Auckland community. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made the announcement on Tuesday.